We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Aleph. We're in the middle of Siv Vav. Comments the Rama Vidavka Shagazal Achutin. It's only prohibited to use stolen tzitzis if you stole the strings. Avlam Gazal Tzemer Vasan Chutin. But if you stole wool and then you made them into strings, Ksherim, that's kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because you have a Yeish and a Shinui Hashem. It has changed. By changing the state of the wool into the strings, you have now been kone it, it becomes yours, so you are no longer using stolen strings. That was the Taz. The Magen Avraham thinks that even if there's no Yeish, even if the person hasn't given up on getting the wool back, just the fact that you have changed it from wool to strings is enough to make it belong to you, and therefore it is kosher. The Magen Avraham also says that this Rama is disagreeing with the Mechaber, and that the Mechaber would hold that even if you stole the wool and made it into strings, that would also be prohibited. Says the Rama, Amiyu lechatchila asur la'asosan, even though it's kosher to use tzitzits which were made from stolen wool, lechatchila it is prohibited to do so because it is a mitzvah haba ba'avera by using strings which were stolen. Ule'inyan bracha ayin lakaman reish simen tafresh memtes, where over there, Rama says that you cannot make a bracha on such an object. The Be'er Halacha discusses what exactly the shinui ma'aseh that you're doing is. Is it whether it's the libun of the strings or it's the tevia of the strings? It's a machlokes, but either way, the shinui ma'aseh, changing its status in order to become yours, it does exist. The Be'er Halacha also says that even if it's not a mitzvah b'aveira, since you can't make a bracha on it, it's better not to do a lechatchila because you're not supposed to do a mitzvah where you are unable to make the bracha. The poskim point out that whatever we say about the wool for the strings is also true about the beged, that you're not supposed to be yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis with a stolen beged either. Siv zayin, chutin she'ulin halva'ahi, t'lo hadri be'inayu k'di dei dami. There's two types of borrowing. There's she'ela and halva'ah. She'ela is where you are expected to return the item in its original form, and halva is where it's lahotzah nitna, meaning you are going to return something else in its place. So money, you're obviously not going to return the same exact money that you received. That's why it's called halva, whereas usually with an object, you're expected to return the same object in its same state, and therefore it is generally she'ela. However, over here, says the Mechaber, when it comes to the, if you borrow strings, so it's obvious that you are borrowing them in order to put them on tzitzis, and you are not expected to return the same strings, and therefore it would be more of a halva'ah than a she'ela. And that is why you'd be allowed to use them for tzitzis, because it's like they belong to you. However, if you borrowed them and you said, I am going to return these exact strings in their same state, not tied on to a beged, then you cannot make a bracha on it, because then it is and a she'ela, which we said is pater from tzitzit. However, if they were already had the tviya done to them, and they were shazurim, and it is clear that they are being borrowed for the purposes of tzitzis, so then you can put them on a beged, and it is assumed that it is being done as a matana amanas lahachzir, a gift which you are expected to return afterwards, but at the time it definitely belongs to you, and you would be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis with these strings.